Leave a like in this video, and I won't just give you nothing, you'll also get good luck, maybe, maybe not, leave a like. What's up, guys? Welcome back to a brand new story, and just imagine for a second that one day, you have a feeling that you're being watched. You have a feeling that somebody is after you, but you tell yourself that you're just being ridiculous. But later that night, you hear a noise in your backyard, and you look outside your window, and someone is standing there. Yeah, that's the story we have today. It's Halloween, it's spooky season, so we're getting into the creepier stories that happens to do with a creepy girl. So sit back, relax, subscribe to the channel if you're new, and let's just jump right into this one. So we're going to call the subscriber who submitted this story Nasir. That's the name we'll use. So anyways, this all happened one day when Nasir was sitting with his friends at lunch, and this girl comes up to him. And this girl is kind of friendly with Nasir, but they're not on the level of friends that, you know, I don't know, that, you know, she come up to him just to ask, like, how's your day going, or to talk to him. Because, like, I don't know, I'm definitely friends with a lot of people that if I saw them sitting around, I would go up to talk to them. But I also am friends with people that I just wouldn't, because you're just not at that level of being friends yet. So Nasir wasn't that level of being friends with this girl. So when he saw this girl coming up to him, he definitely knew that it was like not your normal conversation. And sure enough, it wasn't the normal conversation. So basically, this girl comes up and says, hey, I have a friend who's into you. And Nasir's like, oh, word, bet, like, nice, like that. I definitely love to hear that, right? And, you know, he's like, all right, well, I mean, I'm not super looking for someone right now, but given the right person, like, I'll hear you out, right? And so the girl says the name of this other girl, and we're just going to call her the creepy girl, which I know is, like, you're probably thinking to yourself, Connor, you're being mean right now. You're such a bully, man. No, 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 no. I'm giving her the title as creepy girl. One, because if I give her an actual name, I'm not going to be able to actually, ignore that, please. I don't know. Anyways, so this girl goes on to say that, like, yeah, like, my friend's name is, like, X or whatever, and we're just gonna call her a creepy girl, and you guys are probably like, oh, Connor, you're being so mean or whatever. No, I'm calling her the creepy girl because of how the story goes. Nasir didn't know much about the creepy girl at this point. She didn't really talk, they never really talked that much before. However, you know, Nasir just wasn't interested, and that's okay. You know, I've been on the other side of that a lot. I've actually, you know, I think a lot of us have been on both sides, maybe more one side than the other. I've definitely been on more the taking the L side. But sometimes, look, you just got to be upfront about it. If you're not into someone and they want to be, and they're into you, don't waste their time. It's just like a nice, it's just like the courteous thing to do. Don't be like a pee-pee about it. Don't be like, oh, hell nah, dude. That person is clapped. L. Don't be annoying about it. Just be like, hey, like, respectfully, I don't think that's going to work out. It's got to be upfront, got to be straight. And the girl's like, all right, well, you know, that's good. Just good to know. Nasir doesn't think anything of it. Later that day, actually, all the way at the end of the day, and this is where things start to get a little bit creepy because it is October and it is Halloween themed, baby. Let's get into it. Nasir went to the bathroom as soon as school ended. And he was in there for a little bit, for a decent amount of time, right? He was probably on TikTok or maybe watching a YouTube video, and you kind of lose track of time when you're in the bathroom and you're like doing a TikTok video or something, or at least I know that I do. So it's about like 10 or 15 minutes later, he gets out of the bathroom, right? And since school ended exactly when he went to the bathroom, everyone in school was gone. So it was just him going in an empty hallway to pick up his backpack, or what he thought was an empty hallway. Because, you know, Nasir wanted to go pick up his backpack. And when he went to go pick up his backpack, right, he hears a door creak. He immediately turns around, right? He whips around, and he looks behind him, and he looks at this door, and he's just staring at this door. Because it wasn't like he walked in really quickly, and he, like, I don't know, his movement, like, moved the door. He was just rustling through his, like, his locker to go get his backpack, and he heard a door creak. The thing is, though, you know, the school was a little bit older. The stuff was kind of creaky. There was a lot of, you know, bad piping or whatever, that maybe water went through the pipe too quickly and kind of moved everything around and the door creaked. There was a lot of reasons for Nasir not to think that that was anything. However, for some reason, Nasir just had a gut feeling that it was weird. And you know when you just get that feeling that someone's watching you, that you're not the only one there? Most of the time, you're probably just overreacting. However, over thousands of years, you know, we've developed instincts that sometimes we just don't totally understand. And those instincts have, you know, helped us survive and, you know, produce on through predators, through, okay, mostly predators is what I'm trying to say. So sometimes you just know something and you can't justify why, but it's your instincts from thousands of years helping you out. So Nasir just feels a little weird. He just feels like someone is there and he can't explain why. So Nasir just kind of is like, all right, well, I'm going to get my stuff, finish getting my stuff, and then get out of here. Not because I actually think someone is like watching me and is like a serial killer about to stab me with a box of cereal, but maybe just, I don't know, let's just get out of here. So about like a minute later, he's done grabbing all of his stuff. And that's when he walks. He like is walking down the hallway. And as he approaches the very end of the hallway, he thinks he sees like a figure quickly like going around turning the corner. And this was very weird because it's like someone very quickly turning the corner. And Nasir is like, I didn't hear anyone else in here. So he kind of like more or less power walks to the end of the hallway to try and see if he can at least get a glimpse of whoever just turned the corner quickly, just so he can like reassure himself, oh, it's just some kid who's picking up his stuff, or maybe it's the cleaning staff, or maybe it's a teacher, who knows, right? He gets to the end of the hallway, he turns around, he looks, and nobody's there. And it's not like someone quickly turned the corner again, it's just he didn't see anyone here. So this was extremely unnerving, to say the least. He felt like this was like, okay, this is a little weird, right? And Nasir grabs his stuff, and he gets to the, he gets kind of like the drop-off area. And Nasir lives about 10 minutes away, walking distance. So his parents never really pick him up because they're like, dude, you can walk, bro. Like, you got this, dude. And yeah, so sure enough, Nasir's walking home. And as he's walking, he's just thinking about, like, the last two things that happened. He's like, I just felt weird in that situation. Maybe it's because I was, like, the only one there and I was overreacting. But I definitely saw someone. And then Nasir's, is this like, are my eyes playing tricks on me? Like, am I just playing myself here? Nasir was very confused at this point. And for some reason, Nasir turns around very briefly. Because, like, I don't know. It was a straight shot home. So I don't totally know why Nasir turned around. But for some reason, maybe he, I don't know. Maybe he saw something on the ground and wanted to go pick it up. Maybe he thought he heard something. I don't know. He turns around and he sees someone walking on the other side of the street, pretty far away from him. Like, I would say a couple blocks down. And Nasir is just already on edge. So in a normal situation, Nasir wouldn't have even paid attention to that, right? Nasir wouldn't have even cared. But for some reason, he just was like, I don't know, man. Like, that just feels weird to me. I don't know why, but that just feels weird. And sure enough, right, Nasir keeps walking. Remember, it's a straight shot to his house from the school. After about 5 minutes of walking, Nasir realizes that the person is still following him. They're not gaining ground on him, but they're also not losing ground. They're staying exactly like 2.5 blocks away from him on the other side of the street. Just far enough away that Nasir couldn't really get a good look of what they look like. Plus, it didn't help that they had, like, a hoodie on, and, like, they were definitely not dressed in the least discreet way possible. Okay, they were dressed discreetly. Instead of saying they were dressed discreetly, I just said that they were not dressed in the least discreet way. I confuse myself sometimes. Anyways, Nasir's still walking, and he's walking home, and it's, like, 2 minutes away from his house, and the person is still a straight shot behind him. But Nasir doesn't necessarily, he's in his head, he's like, okay. Like, Naz, let's be rational here, bro. Let's chill out. I don't normally walk 15 minutes after school, or 20 or 25 at this point. I usually walk home as soon as school is out. So maybe this person just happens to have the same route as me, but just consistently leaves later than I do. Like, this literally means nothing. Just because something weird happened earlier in the day doesn't imply that anything else that is slightly irregular is connected. You know, correlation does not equal causation. Stats 111 right there. First lesson. Don't worry about it, bro. You're chilling. So Nasir gets all the way home, and he goes into his house. And he walks upstairs to his bedroom that overlooks. It points to the street. He has a window that points out to the street. He also has a window that points to his, like, backyard, which is at the side. That's for later in the story. But he has a window that points out to the street. And he throws his backpack on the bed. and he's about to walk over to his computer to log on and, I don't know, play some Counter-Strike or Minecraft or something. He's hopping on with the boys in a second. But for some reason, his attention is drawn out his window. And he goes up to the window and he looks out. And that's when he sees the person who is walking 2.5 blocks away from him stop right outside of his house. But the way that they were wearing their hoodie, the way that they were dressed, and just because they were far enough away in combination with the way that they were dressed, the seer couldn't get a good look at them. It kind of looked like a she, though. Kind of looked like a girl. But it was hard to tell. They were dressed very androgynously, so it was difficult to tell from this point. But what Nasir could tell was that they picked up their phone and they kind of like held it as if they were taking a photo. You can't really tell if someone's taking a photo because it's an iPhone, right, or an Android. However, it really looked like someone was taking a photo. Then they put their camera in their pocket or their phone in their pocket. They turned around and they left. If you made it this far into the video, comment, what should we make the comment today? Comment door down below. That's normally the secret word of the day I use randomly, even if it has nothing to do with the story. If you want to farm some hearts on the channel, comment that down below. I'll try and heart as many of those comments as I possibly can. And also, if you want to support the channel, the best thing you can do is binge watch the videos. And a really easy way to do that is after this, click on the link in the pinned comment. That will give you a link to a playlist of all of my story videos. Put that on in the background while you're playing some video games, drawing, cleaning your room, literally whatever, and comment down below what you're doing while watching the playlist. I'll try and heart and reply to as many of those comments as I can, as watching my old videos, especially via the playlist, helps out more than you could ever imagine. So I want to say thank you by replying to your comments. Anyways, let's get back to the story, as it's only going to get more intense and more interesting. So, at this point, let's just skip ahead to the next day. Nasir gets to the lunch table. He's talking with the boys, and he tells them about what happened. He basically tells them the exact story that I just told you. And he told me this story via Instagram. If you want to submit your own stories to be featured on the channel, DM me on Instagram. It's in the description. Anyways, he tells a story that I just told you to the lunch table. And everyone there, like most of the kids, he was kind of hoping that the kids at the lunch table would be like, bro, Nasir, you're chill, dude. You're fine. Like, you're overreacting. That's what he wanted to hear. But instead, he heard, dude, that's freaking crazy. I would be terrified if I were you. So he heard a lot of stuff that definitely wasn't what he wanted to hear. He heard a lot of, no, you're in the right for being weirded out. So Nasir's like, really? Are you sure it's not a coincidence? They're like, I mean, it could be, but it's also really strange, and I would be a little weirded out. So for the rest of the day, Nasir was trying to focus in class, but he just genuinely couldn't. Because he had, like, on his mind, he was, like, coming up with the worst-case scenario. I don't know about you guys, but whenever something slightly scary or bad happens, I immediately jump to the worst-case scenario, and my mind is like, dude, this is 100% what it is. The whole world's gonna explode! It's like, what? What? There's just a weird smell in my room. No, it's a bomb! Boom! No, okay, you know? But anyways, right, Nasir's worst fears come true later that night. So he gets home, he's playing video games for a while, goes down, has dinner with his mom, doesn't mention anything about this because he doesn't want to scare his mom for no good reason. Be nice to your moms, guys. And he gets back upstairs, and it's probably like 8 or 9 at night. He's already done his homework. So I think he's just playing some, like, he's playing some Counter-Strike, let's say. But he's playing it with the volume really low, or at least not super. He's not wearing headset. A headset is what I'm trying to say. However he's playing the video game, right, he can hear stuff around him. That's the important detail. And remember a little earlier I said that he had two windows. One that faced out to the street where he saw the person, but he also had another window that faced out into his backyard, which his backyard was on the side of his house, but we're going to still call it the backyard just for a little context, right? But he was playing his video game when he heard a crash in the backyard. It wasn't like an explosion or anything, but it was like bumping into something. Something fell over and made a loud noise. Nasir, who is already kind of on edge because of what had happened throughout the day, immediately is like, someone's in my backyard. But Nasir also, not just being on edge, but also wanting to get to the bottom of this, located the flashlight that was in his drawer. Because he had a drawer full of, like, miscellaneous stuff that he was like, if I need it, I need it. It's like a flashlight. It was like a lighter. It was like a pocket knife. It was like a tape. It was scissors, whatever, right? He gets his flashlight. That's like a high-power military-grade one. It's like one of those ones you buy off Amazon for, like, $50, and they can basically burn. They're the equivalent of the sun, basically. He grabs one of those, and he also grabs his phone. And he sets his phone to record. Like, it's a video. He just wants to get proof of whoever it is or whatever it is so he can deal with it now. Nasir is, like, genuinely believing that he's going to shine the light out there, and all he's going to see is, like, a bear or, like, I don't know, a bunch of angry squirrels that got in a fight with each other. But Nasir goes up to his window. He shines the light while recording, and for a split second, or maybe a second, right, he gets the light. It shines on an individual's face. There's somebody standing in his backyard. Obviously, they were hiding there, or they were sneaking, and they were watching through the window, but they must have, like, backed into, like, a bird bath or something, and it fell over. And Nasir, on camera, shines the light and gets a clear image of the girl who wanted to, like, date him. And Nasir was shocked. Because he didn't even think about this. You guys probably forgot about that detail too. Because I only mentioned what seemed like a really weird detail that I added in. You guys were probably thinking, Connor, I don't care if he rejected a girl right before he stalked by this crazy serial killer. What does that have to do with anything? Little did you know, it's all connected. And this ear is blown away by this. And the girl, kind of seeing that the light's on her, sprints out of there, runs out of there, is gone. However, Nasir quickly checks his, like, his video footage or whatever, or his camera. He looks at the video, and he kind of zooms in, he pauses it. It's perfect. He gets a clear image, or as clear as, like, an iPhone recording from, like, 30 feet away will be. But it is clear enough that, like, if you know the person, and it can be pointed out, then you know who it is, right? So anyways, Nasir kind of formulates a plan. First of all, he hops on Discord, calls up all of his friends, and is like, you're not going to believe what just happened. He explained what happened, and then he sends the video in chat. They're all going crazy, right? They're all going crazy. They're like, that girl's nuts. Okay, you guys can understand why I called her the creepy girl earlier. You guys are probably like, you're being so mean, man. No, I'm being fair and just. Anyways. So they're like, that's crazy. What are you going to do about it? And Nasir's like, well, I'm still kind of friends with that girl who, like, tried to put me on to that other girl, the creepy girl. So I'm just going to go up to my friend who's friends with the creepy girl and say, hey, can you go talk to your friend for a second? And then show her the proof. So the next day comes around, and Nasir goes up to his friend, who's the girl. And the girl, and Nasir's like, hey, we got to talk about your friend, creepy girl, says her name or whatever. And the girl's like, oh, did you change your mind? And Nasir's like, no. Actually, very much not the case. And, you know, the girl is like, well, that's a little rude. And Nasir's like, you know, it's really not once I show you this. And Nasir goes on to say, hey, I've thought that, there's a person who was following me yesterday, 2 days ago. I didn't think much of it until I heard a crash last night in my backyard. And I got my flashlight and I took a recording to see who it was. I thought it was like a bear or a bird or something. And it was your friend, the creepy girl. She was stalking me. And here's proof. Pulls up, like, the video or whatever. And, you know, the girl's like, you can't tell if that's her. Because he just plays her the video. He's like, I don't know about that. He goes back to the video. He pauses it. He slows it down. Pauses it on her. Zooms in. And to see his friend, who's the girl, looks at that and is like, yeah, that's my friend. Oh, my God. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, she was always kind of, like, talking about you jokingly. About how she thought you were cute or whatever. And then one day she's like, hey, can you talk to him? And I thought that, like, when I told her that you weren't interested, that she'd be done with it. But I guess she was a lot more obsessed than I thought. Like, she's always kind of like the strange one, but I thought it was all like a joke or something. I'm so sorry. I'll talk to her right now. So yeah, after that point, Nasir was not stalked by this girl, thankfully, right? And they had one really weird encounter where they happened to, like, the next year. They were in the same, like, history class, and they were in a group project together, and it was the most awkward thing Nasir's ever gone through. It wasn't worth an entire story, but it was just an important detail I thought you guys would find interesting.